Joe's come to testify. Amen. Tonight, before we get into the Word of God tonight. Amen. I appreciate the Lord, don't you? Amen. I'm glad for what He's doing in our hearts. Amen. The Lord can move upon our hearts in a few moments. It'll do more than we ever do in a while of talking. It takes the Spirit of God to bless our hearts tonight. Amen.
First of all, I'm glad I'm saved. And I'm on my way to heaven. Now, comes your time, the heavy burden in my heart. You know, it just happens when you know the song, "There Is a River." You know, I just forgot about almost everything. And put all of it in His hands.
Yeah. That's
it. And then something came over me, I just started weeping. It's wonderful if you feel that. I can't explain how it feels, but I just feel a whole lot better inside of what's going on in church. I've been depressed all day long at work, and it just seems like something in the Word just didn't go right today. And then the manager walked in and he said, "What's wrong?" I said, "Nothing, I'll just be all right later on." But you know, if I just went ahead and talked to somebody there, I could have got all over with. The one I should really talk to was the Lord.
That's
right. Ain't no problem, Jeff. I can just still talk to Him.
Right.
But I was just so much like, I can do it myself. But like I was talking to that last Saturday, a couple Saturday nights ago, we can't do it ourselves.
That's
no way.
Right.
And I really found out today that it just isn't any way to handle it all by yourself.
That's
to have some help up above it.
Right.
Just do all the problems out of it.
Hey.
If I see that, I still have battle in the Word of God right now. The only reason I'm doing right now is because I'm happy. I'm happy.
Amen. Praise God. I'm glad for his divine presence. That's what we need. Have your Bibles tonight. Turn with us to the 103rd Psalm. Psalms 103. Amen. Psalms are very good. They're encouraging, uplifting, edifying. Amen. This is the 11th Psalm of Praise. Amen. And there are many times in this chapter that the psalmist deals with blessing the Lord, praising the Lord. Amen. Matter of fact, there are 10. Amen. There are 10 admonitions in this 103rd Psalm to bless the Lord or to worship or to praise the Lord. Amen. And let's read them tonight. Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Amen. If you pay close attention tonight, you'll find that there are 30 benefits in Psalms 103. Amen. 30 benefits in serving the Lord. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide. Neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Whereas the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. So the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works and all his places, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That word bless, amen, in the context of which it is wrote here, is recorded 115 times in the Old Testament. Amen. It's used 43 times in Psalms. And in the context of which it refers to here, amen, it talks about, or it means to, an act of adoration to God. That means to bless the Lord or to praise the Lord. Psalms 150 said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Now there are 10 admonitions in this 103rd. Amen. Psalm, there are 10 different admonitions. In verse 1, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. And then again he says, bless the Lord, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, in verse 2. Amen. Forgive not all of his benefits. In verse 20, bless the Lord, ye angels. Amen. Verse 21, bless the Lord, ye you ministers of his. Verse 22, bless the Lord, all his works. Amen. And bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. In Psalms 150, amen, he said, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the permanent of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with that sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery in the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Somebody say praise God. Hallelujah. I looked up that word bless and praise. And they are synonymous. That means they mean the same thing in these two scriptures. Amen. Then when I found the Hebrew word for praise in the 150th Psalm, amen, it meant 10,000s of 10,000s saying hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah is a universal word. That is praise unto the Lord. I want to tell you tonight, amen. We need to bless the Lord. We need to praise God. Amen. Too often and too many times we're guilty of saying, gimme, 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 gimme. Lord, give me strength. Lord, give me healing. Lord, give me money. Lord, give me this. Lord, give me that. Lord, give me something else. God, give me grace. Amen. Why don't we stop sometime and just bless the Lord and praise him. Amen. Say hallelujah to the name of our God. Amen. And I feel like tonight with the psalmist in another song where he wrote that God inhabits the praise of his people. And as we praise him, and as we bless him, and as we magnify his name, he will come down and be in our midst. Hallelujah. If you want to feel God's presence in a supernatural way, start praising him. Start blessing his name. Start glorifying him. You can talk about the devil and you'll feel the demon spirits of hell. You'll feel the hordes of darkness. You start talking about witches and goblins and ghosts. Hey, are y'all still here? You talk about evil powers of darkness and they will make themselves present. Ah, you will feel the sensation of the powers of the dark world. But we will begin to bless the Lord and extol his name. Hallelujah. Lift up the Lord Jesus. Glorify him. Amen. He said, praise him, all ye people. Could we stand our feet tonight and for a few minutes, amen, as one whole body. Glory to God. And every person and every man be in subjection to the Spirit tonight. And just for a few minutes, let's just magnify the Lord. And bless the God that brought us out of Egypt into the Canaan land. praise him. Lord, praise him. Lord.
David said, I will bless the Lord with all that is within me. Amen. Yeah, in verse 2, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul. And then he said, forget not all of his benefits. Oh, how easy it is for us to forget. Amen. How easy it is for us to forget our vows that we made unto the Lord. How easy it is, amen, for us to forget the promises that we made to the Lord. And so often how easy it is for us as humans to forget to glorify the Lord.
Right.
How easy it is to forget the blessings that He has already bestowed upon us. Health and strength and the many times that He's healed and touched our bodies. Amen. Kept our families in track. Amen. And sustained us in the dark hours and the moments when we didn't know where we were coming or going. But it was God's blessings upon our life. But did you know that when you get in the spirit of praise and in the spirit of blessing and the spirit of glorifying the Lord, all of those things will come back to you of what the Lord has done for your life and how He's brought you this far. And David said, I will bless the Lord, O my soul. And while I'm blessing Him, amen, I will remember all of His benefits. I will not forget what He has done for me. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. Oh, brother. Amen. How we need to remember God's blessings. Amen. Amen. Oh. Who forgiveth? In verses 3, 4, and 5. Amen. Here, amen, is the most important things in the Christian experience. The Lord forgives, and He heals, and He redeems. Amen. He forgives all of our iniquities. And He healeth all of our diseases. Amen. Who redeemeth our life from destruction. That's salvation in a nutshell. The Lord has forgiven us of all of the sins that we've committed. Amen. In our past life, brother, the Lord forgives us. He not only forgives us, He does what people cannot do. He forgets. Amen. Man can't forget, but the Lord does. Who forgiveth all of thine iniquities? Amen. And He heals all of our diseases. Thank God He knows to forgive me of my sins. And He's not only healed my bodies, but He has redeemed me from destruction. Amen. Glory to God. That's a natural thing. Even to fall in the water, if He's forgiven my sins, of course He's going to save me from hell. Well, sure. You think the Lord would, oh, y'all still here? Forgive me of my sins and then let me go to hell? No! Amen. He will keep me from hell because He has forgiven me of my sins. I was not a fit subject to go to heaven. No, neither were you. You got what you justly deserved, and the sun was gold to heaven. This 103 Psalm, amen, and it tells that. Amen, that if we'd have got what we deserved, God would have sent us to hell. Amen, we'd have done been there. But, brother, He's forgiven us, and He has kept us from the bondage and the destruction of the lost. I'm glad He did. Somebody say amen. And He satisfies. Can't nobody satisfy like the Lord. Somebody say amen. 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 They used to have a slogan on one of the cigarette packages. I don't even remember which one it was now. Amen. Years ago, one of their slogans on their packages was, amen, it satisfies. What was it, Chesterfield? I don't remember. Amen satisfies. Amen. If that's a lie.
Amen.
It is an absolute lie. If it had a satisfied, you never wanted the second one.
Right.
Amen. But the first one led you to the second. The second one led you to the third. And directly you had to hold back, gone, and want another one.
Amen.
They don't satisfy. Amen. No, no, that's a lie. That's in the heart of the devil. He can't satisfy.
That's right.
Amen. The only one that can satisfy you is the Lord.
Hey.
Amen. No cigarettes can satisfy. The menthol doesn't satisfy the emptiness in the soul of man. Amen. No addicts. Amen. Have found out the truth that drugs does not satisfy. Amen. No adulterers. And fornicators and whoremongers and come to the realization, amen, that more men are y'all still here, and more men does not satisfy. Amen. It takes God's loving grace and His wonderful salvation to fill the emptiness of the soul and to satisfy.
Amen.
Somebody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. If any man's got enough sense, he reads the Bible and tells, amen, just keep adding no women don't satisfy.
That's true.
Amen. That's right. Somebody say amen. Solomon had 700 women for wives and 300 concubines, and none of them satisfied. And he come to the conclusion that all is vanity and vexation. Amen. A woman needs but read the Bible to find out that getting rid of this man and getting another one's not the answer.
No,
when Jesus met the woman at the well, amen, brother, she said, he said to her, if you just drink of the water and I'll give you, amen, you'll never thirst again. She said, are you greater than our father Jacob who gave this water? He said, yes, sir. Amen. I am. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He said, and she said to him, tell me more. He said, go call thy husband. She said, I have none. He said, thou hast well said, thou hast had five. Amen. And the one you're now living with is not your husband. Amen. Wow. Anybody common sense would read that story and come to the realization that, amen, satisfaction is not in women. Amen. It is only momentary fleshly color passion and desires, amen, that fades with the coming of the morning light. It only adds sorrow to sorrow. I'm preaching to you tonight. Somebody say amen. Amen. If that woman thought, man, if I can get rid of this man and get me another one, amen. And all my troubles will be over. And when she got that second one, come to find out she had the same troubles with that second one that she had with the first one.
Right,
and
right.
She said, if I can just get rid of him, maybe I can get me another one. Maybe after a while I'll run across my, amen. Then my outlaw. And she got rid of that and got her the third one. And come to find out for long, she had the same trouble that she had with the first one.
Amen.
And she said, if I can get rid of this, give me another one. Amen. All my troubles will be solved. And so she got rid of the third one and got her phone. And the first thing you know, amen, she found out she had the same trouble with the fourth one she had with the first one.
Hey.
And the second one and the third one. And I'm feeling better. Somebody say amen. And she said, well, I'm having more trouble. I know what to do with if I can get rid of this rascal. If he won't work and he won't make me live, amen.
Hey.
If he ain't satisfying me, no, now. Amen. I'll just get rid of him and get rid of him. So she got rid of him and got rid of him. Amen. Come find out he didn't satisfy either. Amen. She got rid of all of her husbands and just started living with somebody. Amen. And Jesus said to her, he said, you're still not satisfied.
Hey.
Hey. I'm going to pray tonight. The Lord satisfied.
Well, glory.
Somebody say amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm feeling it. You don't find satisfaction in the passions of sins of the world, but you can find out that He satisfies. Amen. The summit thing is that.
Thank you. God.